Kind of getting yourselves pretty where you need to be.
I think the most important part is for us to start focusing on the little things and try to improve as much as we can. Even though it's late in the season, there's a lot of room for us to improve, and we have to take advantage of this from a mental aspect and physically, you know, getting out there, getting good work in, and then the days that we do have off, getting rest and getting off our feet and hopefully giving us a little bit of an advantage there.
I know that there's no necessarily answers, because if anybody had them, you guys wouldn't be doing it. But when you guys have a conversation amongst yourselves, do you tell yourselves, hey, we cannot afford to start like we started the last couple of games during the playoffs?
No, we can't, because we know if we do, we'll be done. The teams that we're going to be playing now, they're all good. And if we put ourselves in that position, you know, we can't expect to continue to win games like that. So we have to take advantage of the opportunity we have. We put ourselves in tremendous position as far as with the seating and everything and home field, and we have to take advantage of it. You know, this is a new year. We have to focus on doing things right this year and just take it one day at a time.
Are there any things you can take from last year to make this opportunity a little more advantageous?
I think just we have to have a sense of urgency, and it starts today, and that goes to the details and the way we prepare. Because this time of year, the mistakes will kill you. It'll end your season. So the urgency and the way we prepare has to be there. Not to say it wasn't there last year, but we just have to make sure we have urgency and attention to details. Because in the end, that's the difference between winning and losing.